Welcome to the Real Life English Podcast, where we help dedicated English learners just like you cultivate the courage, the confidence, and the skills that you need to understand real life native English, to communicate clearly with people from all around the world, and to make your life an epic global adventure. Now, are you ready to go beyond the classroom and start living your English? Can I get an aw yeah?
In today's episode, we're talking about the hit Netflix series Stranger Things and what we can expect from Season 4, Volume 2, which is dropping on Netflix on July 1st. Join us in this fun, lighthearted conversation and learn a lot of advanced vocabulary with us.
Boys and girls, citizens of the world, this is Cassie from Real Life English, where we believe that listening to podcasts is a fun, natural, convenient, and
mysterious
way to learn English. So download this podcast and listen to it while you're at the grocery store, standing in line at the bank, or
running from a monster in the upside down.
So today, I'm joined in the global studio by the one, the only, Thiago. Hey, Thiago.
Hey, guys. Hey, everybody. How's it going?
I am so curious to know, what did you mean by the upside down?
Oh, yeah, because we're going to be talking all about Stranger Things today, yeah? So, you know, I just thought it would be fitting to mention something like that, you know?
Yeah, I think you guys are going to learn a lot of great vocabulary. And if you guys are fans of Stranger Things, I think you're going to enjoy this so much. All right, so before we talk about Stranger Things, here's a warm-up question we can answer before we get into the main topic of today's episode. So the question is, share a TV show with a good ending and a TV show with a bad ending.
So I'm going to start with the bad ending one first, which is Dexter for me. I really enjoyed Dexter, but I was very disappointed by the ending. For those of you who don't know, Dexter was a TV show about a serial killer who also worked for the police, you know? So the story is he is a forensics specialist. So during the day, he works with the police, but the police is not able to catch all the bad guys all the time. So the bad guys that fall through the cracks, let's say, or who are not caught, Dexter then, let's say, catches them or deals with them at night, right? So the show is about that. When it started, it was very interesting to see, but I was very disappointed by the ending when it ended.
Okay. What exactly were you disappointed by? What caused the disappointment?
Yeah. I don't want to give too many spoilers here, but it has to do with the way the arc or the story arc of the main character ends. You know, I was expecting something to happen to Dexter by the end of the show. That did not happen, you know. So I guess that was, you know, where the disappointment came from, you know. Because, you know, right, when you are invested in a TV show for years, you kind of envision a way that it's going to end, right? That feels satisfying to you. And then when the show doesn't deliver that, you get really frustrated, right? But what about you, Kasia? Can you share maybe another TV show that you thought that the ending was really bad?
Well, I think mine is quite similar to yours, I think. And I mean, in terms of the reason I think it's bad, like I spent years watching the show and I absolutely felt like I invested quality time and energy because I grew to love these characters. And for me, the show that I felt had a bad ending was Game of Thrones. I don't think that the story was bad. I don't even think the ending was the worst ending possible. But I was disappointed for the exact same reason that you mentioned, which is that I think I had built up I'd built up this idea of what would happen at the end because the story led me to believe that something great was going to happen. And when I watched the final episode, I was really like, oh, is this it? This is not exciting. This is not, yeah. I was really sad.
Yeah, I was like, did I wait 8 years for this, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I felt the same with that one. Yeah.
Yeah. Without, you know, giving any spoilers away, as you said, I just feel like it was, they kept a lot of the fan favorite characters. They made it to the end. But I also feel at the same time that, you know, when a show is as popular as Game of Thrones, I don't think, you know, the producers were going to be able to deliver a fully satisfying finale. I don't think everyone was going to be satisfied with what they would do. So,
yeah, it's hard to please everyone, right?
Exactly. Okay, so let's go to, I think we actually share the same sentiments. We share the same feelings and ideas about what we think is a good ending, or which TV show we felt had a good ending. I know we spoke about this a little bit earlier, and it happens that we happen to think the same show has a good ending. Why don't you share your answer to this?
Yeah, so Cassie and I agree that Breaking Bad is one of the TV shows with the best ending ever, right?
Yeah, this is true. Yeah, I think we agree. I think that this is the kind of show that it's rare to find a TV show that has the kind of ending that makes you feel like the show was completely wrapped up. All of the parts came together and we understand why things happened in a particular way. You know, you don't feel as if, what now? You don't have that feeling, like this empty feeling. Like, what, what's going on? What's next?
Yeah, no loose ends, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
By the way, Casa, you said wrapped up, right? So when a show wraps up, what does that mean?
When a show wraps up, it comes to an end. I mean, if you're talking about production, to wrap up a show means to bring it to an end. You can also use this phrasal verb, you know, in your daily life. For example, if you say, I'm going to wrap up my work, it means that I'm going to finish up all of the things that still need to be done for that day.
Cool. Yeah. 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 Another thing about Breaking Bad, I think, is the length, right? Because if I'm not mistaken, it only has about 5 seasons. So it's much easier for you to wrap up a story when you don't have that many seasons. I think the problem with most series nowadays is that they just, you know, get on, you know, they keep, you know, airing for 8, 10, 15 years. And there's only so much story to tell, right? With the same characters.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I think that's a very good point. I think if they dragged the series out, I think it would have been very, we would have felt differently about the ending, but it was just the right amount of time.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, I just read that Stranger Things will have 5 seasons. So season 4 just premiered, right? The first part. And apparently season 5 will be the last one. So I think the brothers responsible for creating the show, the Duffer brothers, they are, you know, heading in the right path, right? Because they are planning to end the series at season 5. Yeah, so I think, you know, Stranger Things could be one of those shows just like Breaking Bad that has a great ending, you know? Let's see.
All right, so let's dive right in to Stranger Things.
All right, guys. So we actually got this article from the website Screen Rant, and it was really cool because it kind of it tells us a little bit of what to expect in the Volume 2 of Stranger Things, which is premiering now in July. So for those of you who don't know, the first part of Season 4 premiered on May 27th. And there are 7 episodes in it. And then the 2 remaining episodes will be released on July 1st, which is called Volume 2. So today we're going to be talking a little bit about what to expect in these last 2 episodes of the season. So we're going to be reading here some paragraphs from this article that we took from Screen Rant. And there are many advanced words here for you to learn today. So stick around, because I'm sure that by the end of this episode, you will have learned a lot of vocabulary here.
All right. So I'm really excited because this is a show that I started watching a couple of years ago. And I actually haven't seen season 4 yet. But I believe after this episode of the podcast, I'm definitely going to check it out. So Tiago, can you read the introduction of the article?
Sure. So it says, Stranger Things Season 4, Episode 7 finally revealed the origin of the main villain, Vecna. In reality, number one, Dr. Brenner's first test subject and the template for all his future experiments. Unfortunately, it was revealed in a terrifying way, with Nancy captured by Vecna, who was amused at how close she'd come to figuring out his true identity. Only one of Vecna's victims has managed to escape his thrall until now, and that will be a lot more difficult given Nancy is already in the Upside Down.
All right, guys, so if you're like me and you haven't yet seen Season 4, then we have to warn you there are some spoilers coming up. And I would suggest that maybe you watch the season first and then come back to listen to this episode. But if you're okay with it and you don't mind, you know, getting a heads up or having us reveal certain, you know, information beforehand, then yeah, you're going to enjoy you're going to enjoy the rest of this. So, okay, so Chiago, you mentioned the word amused. What does that mean?
Yeah, so when you are amused, you are entertained, basically, right? It comes from amusing or amusement, right? So if something is amusing to you, you have fun with it. Yeah, imagine a comedy. You are watching a comedy and you laugh a lot, you have a good time with it. So you can say that that comedy is amusing.
All right, so you also mentioned the word thrall. That's an interesting one. What does it mean?
Yeah, that one is quite advanced, actually. It says here, only one of Vecna's victims has managed to escape his thrall until now. So a thrall is like power or control, you know? So the main villain here, the monster, right, Vecna, he has his victims in a thrall, let's say, you know? He can control them, you know, and exercise power over them or control, right? So yeah, that's what he means. Yeah. So his thrall is like his control.
Okay. And for those of you who haven't seen Stranger Things yet, Chiago also mentioned the Upside Down. Can you tell us what that's about? What does that mean?
Yeah, in the show, the Upside Down is like this alternate world, you know, this inverted world that, you know, apparently is really bad and there are monsters in there, you know, and this series is about that. It's about this evil that lives in the Upside Down, which is this alternative world, yeah? By the way, Kaseya, what is the usual meaning of Upside Down that we can use in day-to-day life?
So when something is upside down, it means that it's literally, you know, the opposite way around. So, for example, if I turn my cup upside down, so the part that would normally be at the top, the part that I would sip from, would be at the bottom, and the part that would normally be at the bottom would be at the top. So that's what it means for something to be upside down, would be the wrong way around, the opposite way around.
So, Kase, tell us, what is the first thing we can expect from Volume 2? Of Stranger Things.
All right, so the first thing we can expect is that Vecna preys on Nancy in Stranger Things Season 4, but she survives. So Stranger Things Season 4, Volume 1 ended with Nancy in a trance, her mind spirited away by Vecna's telepathy. So Nancy was subjected to horrific visions to remind her of her buried guilt over the death of her friend Bob. But Vecna took a different approach when he learned she had come close to figuring out his true identity. He told her his origin, presumably convinced there was nothing she could do to escape. Indeed, the trailers have shown Vecna's hand moving towards Nancy's face as he prepares to kill her. Nancy may be trapped by Vecna in the Upside Down, but it's quite possible she'll survive.
Ooh, nice. By the way, this new villain, Vecna, he's really terrifying, you know. It doesn't really compare to the Demogorgons that we have seen, you know, in past seasons. So, yeah, I mean, that's a great villain. Well, let's talk about vocabulary, right? So one thing that you said here, Kase, was Nancy in a trance, right? Stranger Things ended with Nancy in a trance. What does that mean, to be in a trance?
So to be in a trance is to be almost in a sleep-like state, similar to being hypnotized, which means that someone is not completely conscious. They're not completely in control of themselves.
Interesting. And then we have her mind spirited away by Vecna's telepathy. What does it mean to be spirited away?
So the phrase spirited away means to be carried off, sort of in a mysterious or secret way.
Yeah, it's like, you're not there. Yeah, you are there, but not there. You know, your mind is like hijacked or something, you know?
That's a good way to put it. A mind was hijacked. It's like to be supernaturally sort of taken away.
And then we have trapped. Yeah, Nancy may be trapped in the upside down. What does it mean to be trapped?
So when someone or something is trapped, it means that they're unable to move or escape from a certain place. So for example, if you were, stuck in the elevator, you would describe that as being trapped in the elevator.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So, Thiago, share the second one.
Yeah, the second one has to do with a new character that we have this season called Eddie Munson, right? So Eddie plays rock and roll in the Upside Down. And Stranger Things Volume 4's new character, Eddie Munson, is one of the show's instant hits, a Dungeons & Dragons player who soon learns monsters are real. Some of the strangest shots in the trailers show him playing his electric guitar in the Upside Down, but there's probably a simple reason why. He's trying to free Nancy from Vecna's grip. Mac's example has already proved people can be released from Vecna's curse using music, which effectively opens a window through which a person can escape. Max is unlikely to have any of Nancy's favorite songs to hand, so Eddie would need to step in.
All right, so let's talk about the vocabulary here. There are quite a few interesting words. You mentioned some of the strangest shots in the trailer. What are shots?
Yeah, this word has multiple meanings, but in this context, when you talk about a movie or a TV show, the shots are the scenes, you know, the actual visuals that are filmed. You know, so for example, when you see a trailer, there are many shots there, right? Or many parts or many scenes that you see. So that's what shots in this context mean, you know?
And you also mentioned that he's trying to free Nancy from Vecna's grip. Eddie's trying to free Nancy from Vecna's grip. What does grip mean?
Yeah, we can understand, again, maybe Vecna's control. Right? Because when something grips you, something gets a hold of you, right? You feel that you have lost control, yeah? For example, if you really find a movie interesting, you can say that that movie is gripping. Gripping in the sense that it's so interesting that you forget about everything else and you are completely absorbed or immersed in the story. So in that case, since Nancy is kind of trapped, you know, by Vecna, yeah, he has a grip, right, over her.
The other word that you mentioned, I mean, like, this is quite a dark word. I think when I say dark, I mean quite a spooky word in terms of, like, the theme of this show. But you mentioned Vecna's curse. What is a curse?
Yeah, we can see this word a lot in fairy tales, for example. Do you remember those stories, those Disney movies, you know, like Cinderella or Sleeping Beauty, yeah? We usually had a witch there, right? A villain. And one of the things the witch did to the princess or the protagonist was to cast a spell or a curse, right? On that person. For example, I think Sleeping Beauty, her curse was when she turned 16, she would... What do you call that machine, by the way, Kase?
You mean the spindle, the one that pricked her finger?
Yeah, that one, right? So, and then she would fall into a coma or deep sleep, right? That was an example of a curse, right? Or Snow White, you know, when she ate the apple that was poisoned, right? That was also a curse. So, you know, this word is usually used in this magical context, you know? So since Stranger Things deals with that, with the supernatural a little bit, you know, the monster, you know, has a curse over his victims, you know?
Okay, so you also mentioned the phrase, Max is unlikely to have... Unlikely to have. What does that mean?
Yeah, that is a great construction, actually. Yeah. So if something is unlikely to happen, there are very few chances that that will happen, or the probability is very low. The opposite of that would be likely, So if something is likely to happen, it is very probable that that will happen. For example, it's very likely that it's going to rain tomorrow.
Just a quick interruption to ask you a question. Do you ever feel frustrated when you are listening to a podcast, watching a TV series, or you are in a conversation in English and you do not understand what is said? Wouldn't it be great if there was some way to understand real English without getting lost and without getting bored? Well, now there is. With our real-life native immersion course, we will take you on a 41-week real-life adventure of the English language, each week exploring a different topic connected to our goal to help you understand and use your English in the real world. Just imagine understanding your favorite TV series without subtitles, or confidently speaking with someone and comprehending everything they say. You can do it, and we're here to help. And the best part is, you can try it for free with our three-part Power Learning series. Just go to reallifeglobal.com/pod to sign up. That's P-O-D. Or simply click the link in the description of this episode.
So number three, the U.S. military raid the NINA project. Meanwhile, Dr. Brenner has been working to bring back Eleven's powers at the NINA project in the middle of the Nevada desert. Unfortunately, others in the U.S. military believe Eleven to be a threat, and trailers of the Stranger Things Season 4 confirm they'll discover her location and attack in force. There's no sign of Argyle's van, meaning the military must arrive before Mike, Will, Jonathan, and Argyle get there to warn Eleven she's in danger.
Cool. So one bit that you said there was that the U.S. military believe Eleven to be a threat. What is a threat?
A threat is something, someone, or a situation that could cause harm. So they believe that she could possibly cause harm to their plans, or just in general be someone who could endanger others.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And it says here, they'll discover her location and attack in force. What does it mean to attack in force?
So we can sort of break this up. So to attack, firstly, means to try and harm someone, right? And then in force in this case refers to the method of attacking. So when we say we're going to attack in force, it means that we're going to bring out the big guns. We're going to, you know, bring out the tanks and the bombs. We're going to use all of our power to harm or destroy.
Yeah.
All right. So before we continue, let's take a quick pause and look at a shout out that we received from one of our dear listeners, Amri Tanzali. They say, "This app is really lekker. I've been improving my English, now I'm able to understand natives up to some extent, but when I started to watch Friends initially, I was like, I don't understand anything from this whole video, and this app has become an everyday part of my life. It has improved not only my speaking skills, but reading as well. Thank you for creating this platform. This is Amri Tanzali from India. 1, 2, 3. Can we get an amazing. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we even have the can I get an right?
I love that. Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much. This is such an awesome review. And if you want us to shout you out, head on over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star review. Okay, so now we're at the fourth point, the fourth thing.
Yeah, this one says, Eleven battles Vecna in the Upside Down. Some shots in the Stranger Things Season 4 trailer tease an epic battle between Eleven and Vecna in the Upside Down. Stranger Things has always been quite open about drawing inspiration from the superhero genre, particularly X-Men comics. And it's quite appropriate that the show is now exploring a classic trope in which a hero faces an enemy who serves as their twisted mirror image.
Eleven has defeated Vecna before. She is responsible for banishing him into the Upside Down in the first place, but he's potentially more powerful than ever before. Vecna seems to be able to draw on the Mind Flayer's hive mind for power, which will give him an edge in the battle against 11. It's worth noting that these shots may be misleading, however, and that the battle may occur while 11 is in a trance. Her mind is transported into the Upside Down by Vecna. The latter is a chilling possibility because it suggests Vecna is even able to get his hooks into 11's mind.
Yeah, scary. So we got a lot of nice words here, yeah?
Mm-hmm. What does it mean to tease? You said Stranger Things Season 4 trailer tease.
Yeah, in this context, it means to show you a little bit, you know? It's like a sneak peek. So that's what trailers do, yeah? Trailers tease us, you know, by showing us some things that happen in the TV series or the movies. So that's a tease, you know? It's not the whole thing. It's just a little bit for you to get interested in watching the show.
Great. And you mentioned the word genre. You said that the show draws inspiration from the superhero genre. What does genre mean?
That is a great word. Genre is the word we use to describe the different kinds or types of movies or series. For example, action, comedy, drama, superhero, adventure. Yeah, these are all genres. Yeah. For stories. So that's a great word, actually. You know, we usually ask, what kind of movies do you like? What kind of series do you like? But you can also ask, what is your favorite movie genre?
Yeah, you can have a favorite genre of books, too. Like, I think, even music. I mean, it's art. It's an artsy word, I think, if you can use it for different types of arts. And then you also mentioned the word, again, in line with, like, movies. Use the word trope, classic trope. What is a trope?
So this word trope is also often used within the arts, right? When talking about stories. And it's something that has been done a lot before or has been seen a lot before. For example, a good guy and a bad guy having a final battle. That's a classic trope in many stories. Yeah. So here we have the classic trope of 11, the hero, facing an enemy who is like her, who is similar to her, you know, in many ways.
And this also leads into the final one that you mentioned, the final word that I think would be quite interesting for listeners to understand is, you said, a classic trope in which a hero faces an enemy who serves as the twisted mirror image. Twisted. What is twisted?
Yeah, in this context, something twisted is something dark and evil. It's like the bad side of something. So Vecna, this new villain, is like a twisted 11, let's say. You know, 11 is the hero. She's supposed to be the good person here, right? And Vecna is very similar to her in terms of powers and everything, but he is a twisted image of her, like, you know, He's like, you know, he's in the dark side of the force, let's say, just like Star Wars. You know, we have the Jedis and the Sith, right? The Sith, they are like Jedis, but in a twisted way, you know, in an evil, dark way. And Kasei, now I'm going to ask you yours, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So you also said some really cool words here. First of all, banishing. You said 11 is responsible for banishing Vecna into the Upside Down. What does it mean to banish someone?
So when we banish someone, or if something or someone is banished from a place or activity, or just banished in general, it means that they are sent away and prevented from returning. It's usually used when someone is sort of sent away as a punishment. So people are never generally like banished for doing something good. They're banished either because they did something bad or because, it's usually a punishment. That's the point. Sent away as a punishment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're like isolated from a certain group, right? Or from society, let's say. You are banished, right?
Exactly. That's it.
Something else you said here is an edge, right? To get an edge in battle, right? So it says here, Vecna draws power from the Mind Flayer, apparently, which gives him an edge in the battle against 11. So what does it mean here? Something that gives him an edge in the battle.
So when you have an edge in battle, or you have an edge in a certain situation, it means that you have a slight advantage or a slight superiority in some way, some advantage in some way. And in this case, what it means is that he has the upper hand. That's another phrase you could use in this situation. He has the upper hand. He has the advantage in battle against 11.
Yeah, that's a very common expression too, yeah, to have the upper hand against someone, right? It reminds me of the Rocky Balboa movies. You know, Rocky, he always fought enemies who had the upper hand, right? At least initially, they were stronger than him or more experienced than him, right? So yeah, it just reminded me of Rocky.
Exactly, yeah. I think though, like when we say give someone an edge, so like in this case, it's like you're describing Rocky. So in this case, you said like that maybe they're stronger, maybe they're faster. They're the he's the underdog.
Yes,
that would make 11 in this case the underdog.
Yeah.
So she would be the underdog in this case, and I think it's really nice. I love this sort of play on words. I love the idea that it creates. Like we think of her as being this weaker figure and him being the stronger figure. Mm-hmm. But we know that that doesn't always mean that he'll win. So this is quite intriguing. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And a great word here that you used is also misleading. Yeah. So these shots that we see in the trailer may be misleading. What does it mean, misleading?
Yeah. So if we describe something as misleading, we mean that it gives you the wrong idea or the wrong impression. So it makes you think that something is one way when in fact it isn't that way at all. So, yeah.
All right, guys. So these are some predictions for the upcoming Volume 2 of Stranger Things Season 4. In case you haven't seen Season 4 yet, make sure you watch it. And in case you have never seen Stranger Things, come on, watch it. It's an amazing show. By the way, we got all these points from the article again on Screen Rant. We're going to link it in the show notes in case you want to read it and check out more examples there.
Yeah, and if you would like to learn with Stranger Things, we also have a lesson on our Learn English with TV YouTube channel that we did some time back. I mean, if you haven't watched the earlier seasons of the show, I think it might be nice to watch that lesson, and maybe you'll learn more about the characters and you'll learn some awesome vocabulary as well. All right, Tiago, so this was so much fun. I really enjoyed this discussion and reading this article with you. And I feel like I don't know how the listeners feel, but I'm sure if they feel like I do, then they're definitely going to check out Stranger Things Season 4 after listening to this podcast.
Yeah, it was very nice. I had a great time here with you guys today and reading this article. So I hope you also enjoyed it just like we did.
All right, guys. So that's it from us here at the Real Life English Podcast. We look forward to seeing you next time. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, yeah.
Hey again, I hope you enjoyed today's lesson. Don't be a stranger. You can find all the notes like vocabulary, links, and more for this lesson on our blog at reallifeglobal.com. And connect with us and on Instagram at reallife.english for even more fun English recommendations. Do you want to continue your learning and get confident, fluent English? Then I have a couple great recommendations for you. First of all, check out our YouTube channel, Learn English with TV Series, where you can have fun learning to understand fast-speaking natives with your favorite movies, series, and more without getting lost, without missing the jokes, and without subtitles. Second, if you like our podcast, then our real-life native immersion course is perfect for you. It is the next best thing to studying abroad in an English-speaking country. Try it for free with our 3-part Power Learning series. Just go to reallifeglobal.com/pod to sign up. Finally, if you are enjoying our podcast, then please assist us in helping more people go beyond the classroom and live their English. You can do this by sending a link to this podcast to a friend or by leaving us a 5-star review wherever you are listening. We might even shout you out on the podcast. Stay healthy and safe, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Aw, yeah.